When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Swing fly ball down the right field line toward the corner. Suzuki in the corner makes the catch. Cubs win 7-2. It's a split for the Pirates.
Yes, it was. And now the Pirates look to turn the page and take on Derek Shelton, of all people. By win percentage, one of the worst managers in baseball history. And yet, the team he was a hitting coach with before the Pirates hired him brought him in as manager this offseason. And the Twins are in third place. 5.5 games out of first place. That's closer to first than the Pirates are, who are in last place. And if things don't go well against the Twins this weekend, they could finish a second consecutive month in last place. They were in last when April ended. They could be in last when May ends, which is misleading because they've spent almost the entire year above 500. But as things often go with the Pirates, when they're good, the NL Central is also historically good, just like it was in 14 and 15. We do have Derek Shelton pregame with Jeff Hathorn, some others, reflecting on his time in Pittsburgh. I believe, if this clip is what I think it is, he makes some excuses for why things didn't go right. Let's see if I'm right by listening to it.
I wish it would have went differently, obviously, you know, and I think there's a lot of factors that come into play there, and some of them are out of my control. But to look back on it, I will never look back on it in a negative connotation, regardless of how anything went down, how it went. Like, you know, do I wish we would have had better teams here? Yeah. Was some of that out of my control? Yeah. But like looking back at it negatively, I will never do that.
Well, it's always out of the manager's control because the manager doesn't draft the players or sign the players or trade for the players. I think with the latter two, they have input. I don't know how much input Shelton actually had. I think a little bit, not a lot. I think he wants people to view him as maybe not a martyr. I think that's too strong, Chris, but as someone that got dealt a really, really crappy hand and shouldn't really be judged by his record here with the Pirates. Do you agree with that?
I think that's how he wants to be viewed. I think there's probably, I don't know, 30% of me that can actually get down with that. He was handed just horrible baseball teams from a talent perspective. But
yeah,
I do think something that pokes a hole in his, it wasn't all my fault, or like there were bigger circumstances than me, i.e. the GM and the team they were rostering. I think it's a bad sign
for him. And the money spent.
Well, yeah, that kind of is all. I'm rolling that all into one. It kind of does get a little bit of a hole poked in it by the fact that even it was basically that same crummy team last year, but when Don Kelly took over, they played better. they looked better on the field.
Yeah.
And generally speaking, conducted themselves like sort of an actual merely mediocre baseball team. I also know I've heard the same things I think you and probably other people heard, that he, to whatever degree he ever had the clubhouse in the first place, had kind of lost it.
Yeah, I think they were ready for something
different. They were... not maybe playing to get him fired, but let's put it this way. They weren't exactly unhappy with that.
Circling the wagons.
Yeah.
Donnie said on the midday show, we have intern Dom here who's made some controversial statements today, like saying he was most excited about seeing the Steelers play at Lambeau this year because Aaron Rodgers would get a chance to go back to Green Bay, and that was just factually inaccurate, wildly inaccurate.
Then he tweeted something out like he was correcting the record as if you or I had said it wrong and not him.
Yeah.
I was correcting the record.
Yes,
I got it wrong. Listen, I messed up. Okay, we all make mistakes in life. I messed up.
Did not put that in the tweet at all. You made it look like Chris and I were idiots. Donnie thinks Shelton gets booed when he's introduced tonight, when they go through the Twins lineup.
I think that's correct. I think that's 100% accurate. I actually think the chances that Shelty would have gotten cheered would have been better, or will get cheered would be better, if the Pirates were like 7 or 8 games over 500 right now. I think it's a little bit of a pugnacious crowd because they're a little frustrated with the Pirates' own play. They're not going to be giving grace to Derek Shelton. That people were uniformly, I would say, pretty thrilled to see him get his walking papers last year. I don't think this is a time heals all wounds, absence makes the heart grow fonder thing. The only thing that they might have come to is the realization that Don Kelly, with a pretty bad bullpen, isn't exactly proving to be a baseball genius with some of his decisions.
And then in
either.
That case, I think Shelton gets guilt by association.
Why didn't you teach him better? He learned from you.
Not just that, but Kelly gets viewed as a Shelton disciple.
I still think that's a major reason that people are so quick to criticize Kelly, because it's still the stink of Derek Shelton's tenure.
Yeah.
100%.
I don't think Don Kelly's doing a bad job. I heard somebody call in to the midday show today and say that they would give him a D-plus grade. No, I think that's way too harsh.
I think when you were out last week, I think one of the things we covered as a major talking point was just like their bullpen, and is it more of a Don Kelly problem or a Ben Cherington problem? And I did get people over to my side. He gets crushed.
For bullpen usage.
Well, I would say in general, you probably see this more than I do just because you tweet more. He gets clobbered. When I send out any tweet about the Pirates, it's like, hey, this is frustrating to watch because they're a better team than their record appears. I get Don Smelly, this guy stinks, he's in over his head. It's all the usuals.
He does not get Pittsburgh guy protection.
He gets the opposite. I've told you this exists, that people here are harder on their own sometimes than any other random person. He does not get like the you're from here, we love you card.
You think that's because he's looked at as a cake eater and not like a true blue-collar guy?
I don't think so, because his baseball career was like the ultimate blue collar, get your uniform dirty
guy. Yeah, and you'd think having played for and worked for Leland. Exactly.
Yes, that's the real thing. The Leland Association has not helped him at all.
All right, so earlier we played Carmen Majinski's very, I wouldn't say defiant, because he was too depressed to be defiant, very melancholy response to getting moved to the bullpen and talking about how he needed to have conversations with his family and agent now, and would have more to say in coming days. I don't think the Pirates want him to say more in coming days based on how that initial interview went. So Don Kelly was asked today about having a very disgruntled employee now in his bullpen, and this is what he said back to that.
Carmen, he's a competitor and disappointed, and you know, it's something that got to have conversations and continue to help him understand how important he is to the team. I think that sometimes as a player you can take that as a demotion, and it's certainly not. It's something we need help in the pen.
No, it's a demotion. And even Bob Walk said that today. Bob said failed starters go into the bullpen. When you're a starting pitcher and you think you're a starting pitcher, when you go to the bullpen, that's how you look at it. Like, you failed.
That's the strange
thing.
Pretty
binary.
He's not a failed starter.
And they could tell him that all they want, but he's still going to look at it as unfair. You know, Kelly should try to level with him as a guy that played. Maybe there's a time in his career he got screwed and had to like deal with the adversity. He could also take the tact of, hey, it wasn't my call, which it's possible.
Let me just ask you to put yourself in Majinski's shoes.
So I might try to play good cop with him and say, hey, man, if it were up to me, he'd still be in the rotation.
If the manager called you in behind closed doors and said more or less the following, I want you to know that I believe in you. I'm going to use you in highly important situations because I believe in you. And if it was fully up to me, you would be in the starting rotation right now. would you be more pissed because why is he, like, he's admitting it, that it's a screw job and that it's because of extenuating circumstances? Or would you respect that the guy was upfront with you?
I would respect it more. I think two reasons why Kelly can't do that, even if it's true. Number one is he has to put out a unified front, like they all agreed on it. And the second thing is, if he did tell him that you're dealing with someone that's highly emotional right now, if it actually got out, if Majinski either said it or told a reporter that the manager didn't agree with the decision, he would catch all kinds of holy hell for it.
That is the big risk if you're Kelly, is you could upset the entire apple cart, because then if that gets out, then Bubba Chandler knows you don't, you know, as his manager, you don't believe in him.
How about his bosses?
His bosses, all that. Yeah, his bosses would kill him for it, and Bubba would be, you'd have destroyed whatever confidence he has left.
The Pirates trainer, who is the guy that once in a while, I think it's once a homestand, gives a State of the Union on Pirates injuries, moments ago updated Connor Griffin. They have diagnosed him with a low-grade muscle strain to one of the flexors in his forearm. He can hit, so he can play DH. But as of right now, he cannot play shortstop because he has not been cleared to throw by them. And they said that they will reassess that in the next, they said coming days. Coming days to me feels like for the rest of this homestand, he's either going to DH or be on the bench.
Yeah, I think it's like a 1 to 2 week kind of thing. Now, he crucially did not say the thing that makes me always cringe, Tommy John, which is tightness in the forearm, a strain. So I would imagine, to make sure it doesn't turn into anything worse, they're going to go abundance of caution here. I would get him hitting and in that lineup as the DH pretty quickly.
Yeah. Also, still not what you want to hear said about your young prized shortstop who was playing great before this injury.
Though I would rather hear that, believe it or not, than like a lower body injury.
It is 5:09. Time to start your weekend off right with the good guys over at Archie's and their famous wings. Text us, Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. Persinger Law Firm, really always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The man that broke the news on Connor Griffin is great Pirates insider Noah Hiles with the Post-Gazette. Pirates are on Apple TV, so if you don't have that, this is the one place to get the game tonight. Jared Jones makes his return to the mound. Connor Griffin dealing with a forearm issue. They're calling it a flexor issue. That's per the Pirates. Clear to DH, not clear to play shortstop. This segment is brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar. The fan beer of the month is out. It's Lincoln Avenue Brewing's Jalapeno Machete. And sales benefit Save Our Strays Pittsburgh. Let's go to the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. And welcome in Noah Hiles from the Post-Gazette, who I believe is live at PNC Park. All right, Noah, this is supposed to be the Pirate social media is trying to turn this in.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Into a feel-good night with Jared Jones on the mound, but I'll speak from my own perspective. I don't really get the good vibes because of the way I think they've mangled their pitching staff. Carmen Majinski agrees with me. What's your take on how things went down there?
I kind of see it from both ways. I think Carmen has a legitimate reason to be upset because I think right now he is one of their five best starting pitchers. However, I don't see how you could move anyone else into the bullpen right now. Jones clearly wasn't going for it. And I think that the other element of it with him coming off of an injury, you can control when he's going to pitch when he's in the rotation.
Yep.
And that's probably an easier process. And then Chandler, he probably was the guy who deserved the demotion the most, but I don't know if he makes your bullpen any better, and I don't know if the bullpen makes Bubba Chandler any better. So Carmen Majinski, he's going through the reality that a lot of people can relate to in the workforce where you're going to have to do stuff at your job that you don't necessarily love, that you think is beneath your pay grade because you're better at it than other people who have to do it for you.
Do you think that there's any reason for concern? He said something like, talk to my team, my agent, my family about what's next. Should there be any concern among Pirates fans that like he's going to be disgruntled to the point that it affects his performance or that he asks for a trade out of town?
I don't know if it'll affect his performance, but I know, I wrote a column last year around this time documenting his persistence on wanting an opportunity to start games heading after the 2024 season. He was pretty persistent on demanding that opportunity. And the Pirates, to their credit, snapped back at him and said, look, if we give you this chance and you're not good enough, we're going to option you. We're not just going to move you back to the bullpen. We're going to treat you like a starting pitcher. And that's exactly what happened last year. So, this is something that he's wanted for a long time. And to his credit, I think he improved as a starting pitcher this year compared to last year and was good enough to stick around. So I think this whole being moved between the bullpen and the starting rotation thing, I don't think it's a thing that he's necessarily a fan of. And I think the timing of it is also something that makes sense. This is a guy who's approaching his arbitration years, and starters make a lot more money than relief pitchers. So I could see that being something that upsets him, considering his level of performance was good enough that he probably should have been in this rotation.
No, anybody who was watched the Pirates, and you have, knows you're right about their bullpen problems. But honestly, it is as black and white as when Bubba Chandler doesn't start, the Pirates are a good team. And when he does, they almost always lose. So don't you just make yourself a better team by taking him out of the rotation?
I guess. I think everyone who watches the Pirates would also argue that they're the worst, one of the worst teams in baseball in innings 6 through 8. And right now you have a guy who can cover those innings 2 to 3 times a week, and he can do it pretty efficiently. So I think on that regard, you make your team better. And again, I think this team probably doesn't reach the playoffs unless Bubba Chandler gets right. They have so many other players in their rotation right now who will have some sort of workload restriction. Bubba Chandler doesn't have those. He's healthy. He's young. He can throw as many innings, to a certain extent, to what he wants. It's just he's got to be able to do that. And that doesn't get fixed with him in the bullpen. He's got to figure this out as a starter. So if you option him to AAA, I guess your rotation's better with Jared Jones replacing him, but your bullpen still sinks. Here, you're letting Bubba still figure it out in the major leagues, which I think is the right call. You make your bullpen better with Carmen in the bullpen, and you make your rotation potentially better with Jared Jones in the rotation over Carmen. So it's probably the right move, but it's not necessarily the fairest one. And we'll have to see how Carmen Majinski handles this, because if he checks out mentally or wants a trade, and I'm not suggesting that he does those things, but if that is indeed what happens, then the Pirates have a big problem on their hands.
Noah, how long do you think the leash is in terms of how they let Jared Jones go tonight? Is it pitches? Is it innings? I would assume pitches, but what do you think is going to be their blueprint for him this evening?
I think, and this is just speculation on my end, I would probably assume it would be something similar to where a guy is either his last start in spring training or his first start in the major league season. So like five ups, 80 pitches, somewhere in that ballpark is probably a realistic expectation, depending on how efficient he is. I mean, if he has any 30 pitch innings, they're probably going to give him a quick hook and should. But I mean, if he's efficient, they'll probably let him complete five, but I don't see it being anything longer than, you know, five up downs and or 80 pitches.
Congratulations on your success. You had the story yesterday on Connor Griffin, why he wasn't in the lineup. More information provided by the Pirates today. Griffin not cleared to throw, can only DH because of a muscle strain in the flexors of his forearm. And they're going to reevaluate him, not now, but in coming days. That's from the Pirates. What's your reaction to that?
I mean, my reaction is these next coming days are going to be very interesting because this is not a player they can afford to lose. And that's not a unique problem to the Pirates. I mean, any team in baseball, like, we can't afford to lose their starting shortstop, especially a guy who is – he's signed to the highest contract in franchise history. He was on pace to be like a four war player this year as a rookie. I mean, look at what he did over this past month. He was really, really good in the month of May. He was just coming into his own. Any time on the shelf would be a horrible
blow. Do we know how this happened?
A horrible blow to Connor Griffin.
Have we gotten any?
I asked that. Yeah, I asked. I said, was this on one throw or was this an accumulation of things? And the response that I received was basically, it's kind of a build-up type of injury, and he voiced it to them a couple days ago, just said his elbow wasn't feeling right. And after running the tests and everything, they determined it's a forearm injury. They're still evaluating them further for other things.
Noah, I was just going to say, anytime I hear forearm, now this is strain, low-grade muscle strain, but when I hear forearm tightness, I am a baseball watcher. My brain goes exactly to one pitcher from yesteryear, Tommy John. Is there anything you're being led to believe by the people you're talking to about this, by what you're reading, by your own knowledge of the sport, that this is what they are trying to ward off and avoid with him, or that this is even part of what is going on here in the background that they might be concerned about?
No, I was told yesterday explicitly that the UCL has not been a part of this conversation.
That's good.
For now. I mean, I think that that's still probably something that they're looking into. I mean, they'd be crazy not to, right? Like, you should absolutely be testing to see if that's okay. So, and then I asked about that today too during the availability. I said, you know, is the UCL a concern right now? And they said no, but they're probably going to evaluate that and a whole bunch of other things, because it's, when you hear forearm strain, that's where a lot of people's brains go to. But as of now, from the conversations I've had, that hasn't come up in their concerns just yet.
All right. Noah Hyles, he is at PNC Park. He is outside. If you're watching on YouTube or X, he's on a staircase somewhere, I think,
outside
of the press
box.
Okay. That's where Steve Blass and Greg Brown used to smoke cigars illicitly there, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, are you a cigar guy?
Every now and then. I try not to smoke them too regularly, but yeah, I enjoy a good stogie.
I smoked a cigar on Memorial Day, two brush teeth at night, morning, mouthwash both times, still couldn't get the taste away.
That's why I stopped doing it, man.
I'm not a fan of that.
I don't like that all my food tastes like the cigar that I was smoking. I don't like that my mouth tastes like the cigar for several days after. I had to make an adult decision several years ago.
Thanks, Noah. Talk again soon.
Absolutely, guys.
There you go. Noah Hyles. All right, let's get to a hodgepodge.
This is a hodgepodge of nothing.
It's brought to you by Two Men in a Junk Truck. Visit them at twomeninajunktruck.com.
This is a hodgepodge of nothing.
Your fan weather is brought to you by Secure Money Advisors. Looking to retire soon? Let Secure Money Advisors get your retirement on track.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
Looking at mid-70s for first pitch tonight. Buccos and Twins, another reminder. Game is not on regular TV. It is on Apple TV. If you don't have that.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths,
without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The only place to get the game will be The Fan. If you do get it, but you don't want to hear their announcers, the only place to get Pirates announcers is right here on The Fan.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
All right, so Zangrilli will have the leadoff show following us. A very fiery post-game show last night. Johnny in the South Side called in and didn't like the fact that Paul Skeens had, I guess, the latitude or had enough pull, Jack in the organization, to get Henry Davis every fifth day as his personal catcher. Henry Davis had an awful game last night. Pass ball led to a run, missed a tag at home plate, even though the throw was there in time from Spencer Horwitz. Went 0-for-3 at the dish. It was just awful.
Did not bathe himself in glory, in other words.
No, he did not, and that really drew the ire of Johnny in the South Side. Well, Johnny using this to go after Paul Skeens, and Paul Skeens vouching for Henry Davis over and over again did not sit well with Zangrilli.
I'm telling you what the fact and the reality of a Major League Baseball organization is when you have a superstar on it. I never said, and do not put words in my mouth, that I co-sign to it, that I agree with it. I have said that this is the reality.
Well, who told you this?
Common sense, two eyes, and a functioning brain, mutant.
Yeah,
get out of here.
You're an idiot.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my word. That's what tells me. That's what tells me. Common sense, a pulse, a 98.6 degree temperature. What in the world? He's the best pitcher that maybe ever lived. And some slapjack from the South Side thinks, and it's so funny, actually replaying your train of thought because it is from another planet. Move from the South Side to your natural habitat, Area 51.
So I didn't think in that 70-second clip that Johnny went at Dan, other than this calling him an idiot at the end of that, I didn't think that he was...
He accused him of, I guess, getting his maybe talking points directly from the owner briefly in there.
Okay, or the team?
Yeah.
Just regurgitating, I mean, team slop?
Johnny sounded calmer than Dan for the majority there. You mutant!
And he called him a mutant
Dan
and wanted,
Dan loves
Nelly to
mutants.
Just take him off the air immediately.
Dan is a big fan of mutant.
And
as
then
an
the
insult.
Name calling commenced there. Now, Dan did not want to be lumped in with the Pirates as far as the kowtowing to Skeens and giving him Henry Davis every fifth day goes.
No.
I will say I am not at all against the idea of personal catchers for select pitchers like someone of the stature of Paul Skenes. And it sounds like Dan, even though we didn't hear it in that clip, agrees with this sentiment. Henry Davis is so bad, even with the occasional clutch home run like the one he hit the other day, he is so bad offensively that it would be time, or it's past time, to step in and say, hey, Paul, you are so good. You don't need your binky. You don't need your security blanket anymore. You don't need this.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. A little tough love administered. Andy Rodriguez is so far a good major league catcher in 2026, albeit a very small sample size. We'd like to see more of that. So how about you start getting used to throwing to him some and just cut the cord on the attached hip syndrome that we have here with Henry Davis and Paul Skenes.
So I was trying to think of who was like a light-hitting personal catcher that I can remember.
Eddie Perez.
Well, I always think of Henry Blanco with Maddox in Atlanta.
They both were, yes.
Henry Blanco, just not a good hitter at all, right? His first year in Atlanta where he was doing that job, he's a negative war player. 6 homers, 22 RBIs, 602 OPS. That makes him Johnny Bench compared to Henry Davis just about. The OPS. And what's Henry Davis's OPS plus? Because you know I like to use that number. Relative to his peers, relative to the era and everything else, it is 40.
So not even half
Blanco's
of the average major league player.
Blanco's was terrible. It was still 57. He was still better than this.
Yeah.
It is getting to the point where I think the diminishing returns overwhelm whatever nebulous benefit Paul Skenes might feel he gets from it.
Jared Jones, who is very good...
Didn't Paul Skenes say, I let Henry call the pitches, I rarely shake them off, I'm not smart enough or whatever to call?
Correct.
Paul, the false humility, it doesn't need to be employed here to save your
body. The lineup is out for tonight. Connor Griffin is the designated hitter because of his elbow injury or forearm injury that prevents him from throwing right now. Andy Rodriguez is in at catcher. Now, this guy made a really good play in left field throwing out PCA at second base last night. That would be the password.
Mm-hmm.
And he is back in left field tonight. Am I the only one who, if given a choice between the two, would have preferred Valdez stay up here to Garcia?
I thought there was a little bit of swagger at the plate and something with Valdez.
And big time pop.
Yeah. A lot. I mean, I think Garcia's supposed to have a lot of thump too.
Better all around player and much better fielder, but
that's probably what they're going
with. I want the instant offense. I want to continue to take a look at that. Nick Gonzalez.
Would you rather watch Jared Jones hit tonight for himself or Jared Triolo hit? If you could just pick
Triolo
it that
is at shortstop, and
no,
Gonzalez is healthy enough to be back in. He's at third. So some nuggets on the Pirates lineup.
The Jared Triolo.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
And Jared Triolo in the field last night, not exactly a Mona Lisa either. Mulsey?
Oh, what did I have?
You're all flummoxed now.
No,
this
I had something from today. I did want to ask you this seriously.
Okay.
You watch tennis more than most people who
I like the Grand Slams.
You're
a
huge Grand Slams fan.
Yep.
Right now, this year's French Open is the most wide open Grand Slam you can remember since what?
Since before Federer, Nadal, and Djokovic took over tennis. I mean, you've got the number one player in the world not in it, in my opinion, Alcaraz, because he's hurt.
Yep.
The number one went out in the second round for the first time in decades, Sinner. And Djokovic, who even though he's 40,
he's 800 years
old, still a stud, went out today. So
now, who's this Chuck Zverev out here? He's the 2 seed, but you have told me off the air this guy is just like a complete clown show.
Well, he's like the...
just not mentally tough enough.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins is a bad one.
When the lights get the brightest, he does shrink
from
it. Yes,
that is Kirk Cousins. So yeah, he's one of those.
So this Zverev is the Kirk Cousins of tennis. Tell all your people out there who hang on your every piece of betting advice who's somebody you think is interesting as a pick still to win this thing.
The guy that beat Djokovic today, but I don't think his odds are
the Brazilian
as long
dude,
as I want.
The 28th
yes.
seed?
This is
okay.
A hodgepodge of nothingness.
Dom, any final thoughts here that are cogent?
Will either of you watch the Euphoria finale on Sunday night?
I didn't watch the Euphoria beginning.
Is that a Sydney Sweeney show?
Yes. Sydney Sweeney, Zendaya, the HBO show.
I'll catch the relevant clips.
All right, there you go.
What's it about? Sell. Give me an elevator pitch
Euphoria,
on the show.
Mainly.
It's basically about a group of high schoolers who then are in their late 20s navigating life and sex and drugs and everything else that's thrown at you.
Yeah,
at this
I don't
age.
Really, I don't need it. At this
really?
Point.
If I were to
I don't
tell
need
you,
to watch that.
If I were to tell you that there's a scene in Euphoria that I think you would probably get a big old kick out of.
I know what the scene is. Okay. You've told me about it before. I don't need to watch an entire show to see that.
I have a genuine question because I'm curious.
Yeah.
So I'm 22 years old. Do you guys still like enjoy watching shows featuring young adults?
That's kind of why I said I'm not that interested. I'm not going to go back and watch The Muppet Babies on my own.
The Muppet Babies
grown up
is
different.
Not a show about sex and moving on
from
high school.
No, but it's about toddlers. Like I think
that's he said young adults.
Yeah, I know. I made
young
an extreme
adults.
Example. I'm saying someone Dom's age has outgrown Muppet Babies.
So why do you watch college football then?
That is a hell of a rebuttal. It really is.
No, it's not.
He said it's a show about young adults.
Right, but sport transcends all that.
Oh, so that's
yes.
just a rule you stay on. Dom, somebody say some of the dumbest stuff I've ever heard.
No, that's...
I'm going to give you full marks here.
No,
you
no,
caught
no.
him with his hand
no,
in the
that's,
cookie jar.
No, there's a big difference, though. I will watch younger actors
yeah.
in movies and shows that aren't about like coming of age
okay,
stuff.
If you're saying
coming
you don't
of
like,
age
yeah.
stuff does nothing for me now. I've
I'm
come
of
age.
Age. We're
yes.
of age. The age is here. I agree with that though. At the end, coming of age stuff doesn't matter to me. It never really did. It wasn't my bag. Goonies and all that stuff. Didn't care about it. But I'll still watch shows with like 20 something actors in it.
So will I. But I just don't want
your Timothy Chalamet's things of that nature.
If it's a show
right.
about 25-year-olds trying to get laid, that does nothing for me.
Pony remembers that from his own life.
It
all,
didn't
the choices,
go right.
all the choices that went into that. Dom, did you know he admitted that he sent a very infamous tweet in Pony tweeting history specifically to try to help himself get laid?
Yep, true story.
What?
The one where he said the days of calling Sidney Crosby the best hockey player in the world are over in 2012 when they were melting down against the Flyers solely to impress a Flyers fan woman that he was trying to get with.
Oh, my God.
You would absolutely do the same thing, Dom, so
yes,
you can
would.
Save me your false outrage.
No, I would not.
Dan Grilli is next. We'll talk on Monday. PM team signing off.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.